You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Man United are 10-11. The draw is 5-2. West Ham are 3-1. Man United to qualify 4-9. West Ham 13-8. Anthony Martial to score and Man United to win is 3-1 in the enhanced odds. And Payet to do the same in a West Ham win is 10-1. They're both of those markets in 90 minutes. We'll start with you, Derek, because you gasped when I said Man United 10-11.
10-11. Oh,
you can't
my
back
God.
Them at that price.
Oh, Jesus. I mean, well, the bad news for West Ham is they're playing at Man United, who've only got this to play for now, the FA Cup to play for. The good news for West Ham is that they're playing Man United. I mean, how abysmal was that performance in midweek? It was dreadful. And everything the BT pundit said, BT Sport pundit said on there, Wednesday, Scholes and Ferdinand, was spot on. It was truly abysmal. And Liverpool didn't really have to do that much to beat them 2-0. Could have been 4 or 5-0. And yet Man United are 10-11 to beat West Ham, who were dangerous on the road, who were beating miles better teams than Man United, and you know, who look as though, but we know already the teams they fielded in the FA Cup, how seriously they're treating this competition. 3-1 West Ham is an absolute gift, and I think at the end, we'll have a punch-up at the end to nap this, all three of us, because it's only going to be one result this game, and it won't be a Man United win, it'll be a West Ham win.
Yeah, it's impossible to back Manchester United at 10-11 odds on to win this game. I suppose a lot of people might not go any... Oh, it's difficult for the compilers to go any bigger Manchester United at home than 10-11. But this West Ham side, I think, Derek, they're better in all areas. Just looking through the actual personnel at their disposal, particularly from an attacking standpoint, you look at what Slaven Bilic has got to work with at the moment. Ener Valencia and Victor Moses expected to be back for the weekend. They've got that front three with either Valencia, Emmanuel Emenike, Mikel Antonio, Dia Fasaco, who came back and scored, Dimitri Payet, Manuel Lanzini. They have got so many options at their disposal, West Ham, at the moment, whereas Manchester United are relying on an 18-year-old who hasn't been cited for most of the year to lead their line in this match, in Marcus Rashford, who admittedly started well against Midtjylland, but it was never going to continue, because if he was this prodigy, he'd have been introduced earlier on. So he's obviously not. And they've got so many problems defensively, Manchester United as well. Probably going to be Chris Smalling and Daley Blind. But if they can work a position, West Ham, where they get either Sacco, whoever plays up front, Sacco or Emenike or Mikel Antonio, to pull on to Daley Blind, they've got a significant aerial advantage in this match. And as Derek mentioned, that performance against Liverpool was woeful. The quote that I like best from Paul Scholes was when he said, "It's upsetting to see this United side. We don't want to finish fourth in the league and have a chance in the cup, because we don't want to be Arsenal."
Yeah.
Arsenal do that, and it's true. Yeah. Arsenal do that every single season. Manchester United expect to be competitive in the Premier League and in Europe as well. The playing devil's advocate, the one negative is that West Ham are winless in their last 9 trips to Old Trafford in all competitions. That was since Carlos Tevez scored that strike that kept them in the Premier League way back when, back in 2006-2007. But this is a completely different West Ham side, different Manchester United side. West Ham much too big at 3-1 in this game. And that man again, I mentioned him a few times on the podcast, Mikel Antonio, he's scored in his last 3 for the Hammers. Got a great record at home, but scored on the road in his last game. Away at Everton. He's 4-1 to score any time in this match, Antonio, which looks too big. But West Ham to win, got to be the bet. Keep it simple here, 3-1.
I know. And just one last thing, and you know, I'm just looking down their list here on the goal scorer markets. And you know what? I didn't quite realise how bad it is for them.
It's terrible, isn't it?
I mean, there's not a single player there. None of those players would have even got to get a place on the bench in a 20. Wouldn't have got a place in the squad, the 23-man squad, 5 years ago at Old Trafford. Not one single, apart from the goalie. Which outfield player for United, who's gone, Rooney, obviously, but he's injured, who are eligible for Saturday, would have got a game. It would have got a place in the squad, not just a game or on the subs bench, in the 23-man squad. Not one single player amongst them would have got a game.
Answer me this, Derek, as well. Which one of those players on that goal scorer list now would get in this West Ham side?
You're right. None of them would.
Maybe Anthony Martial at a push.
No.
But Rashford, Lingard, Depay, Januzaj, Fellaini. Those are five of the top six in the goalscorer markets here with William Hill for that game on Sunday afternoon. Those guys, with the guys that I've just read out that play for West Ham at the moment, they wouldn't get in this West Ham side.
No.
And Manchester United are odds on to win this game.
It's crazy, isn't it? Crazy.
We also saw an example of Van Gaal tactics 101 on Thursday evening as well, because you've got a young kid in Rashford who's only played a few games. He's played down the middle and done reasonably well to an extent.
Yeah.
He sticks him on the right wing, he gets completely lost and gets taken off at half time.
He's looking lost playing up front now as well, because they're tending to thump the ball long at the moment. The ball's going over his head, he's looking to see where it's gone. And he might be the future for Manchester United, who knows? But right now they need some experience in that lineup, and they've not got it. West Ham, I think, will win this match 3-1.
Yeah. And if you want to play it safe as well, West Ham plus a goal on the handicap, 4-5. Seen worse 4-5 shots than that.
Oh, definitely.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.